Don't forget the importance of prayer. That is the title of my message today. And we're going to read from Acts chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at him in fear. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial before God." Let us pray. Gracious Father, thank you for the gift of prayer. Increase our ability to pray for others regularly. In Jesus' name, amen. It is interesting to read in our opening text that Cornelius was a devout believer and prayed regularly to God. We are also told that his prayers and gift to the poor came up as a memorial before God. The quality of your prayer life depends on your prayers and the prayers of others for you. There is a saying that no man is an island. And just as your life affects the lives of others, the lives of other people will affect your life. A major principle of life is that nothing can exist by itself. Everything depends on something else for its existence. Now, what you are and who you are is a combined result of your prayers and prayers from other people for you. Prayers is simply a discussion with God, and it's the main way that we communicate with God. The first point I would like to touch on today is this. Point number one, it is your responsibility to pray for what you want, and also your responsibility to make sure that others pray for what you want. Ephesians 6, verses 18 and 19 says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel." You need to have prayer etiquette. This means that you shouldn't pray prayers for others without asking them what they want you to pray for. For example, in Ephesians 6 verse 19, Paul tells the church exactly what he wants prayers for. He says, "Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel." We all know the song, "God Will Make a Way." But I'm going to tell you, God will only make a way for you if you give him the means to do so. In other words, if you don't let him know what you want, how can he do something for you? And if you don't let other people know what you want, how can they know what to pray to God for you? Too often, what and who you are is the result of the grooming and wishes of other people, because you have let them decide what they want for you, instead of you taking the initiative and telling them what you want them to pray for you. You may decide that you want to keep your wishes and desires to yourself. So you keep your mouth shut. And nobody knows what your desires are. And that is when other people determine what you should have and who you should be. There are those people who say that God knows what they want and leave it to Him to decide what to give them. Well, you know something? God has given you the ability to choose. And if you don't know what you want, He will allow other people to impose their will on your life. So let me repeat point number one again. It is your responsibility to pray for what you want and your responsibility to see that others pray for what you want. Point number two, be persistent in praying for what you want. Scripture here is Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 9, which reads, "Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you." Being persistent does not mean that praying for a situation several times will indicate a lack of faith. Instead, it is often a show of your determination to get what you want. You see, it is your persistent praying and not your repetitive praying that moves the hand of God to bless you with the desires of your heart. Persistence, then, is a necessary attribute of your faith. This brings me to point number three. Your prayers are everlasting. Let's look at Revelations 5, verse 8. "And when he had taken it, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people." We are told in this verse that the prayers of God's people are kept in golden bowls of incense. I first became aware of this in the early years of my Christianity, when God encouraged me to increase my prayer life. One night, while I was sleeping, I had a dream. I was taken up to a room in heaven where there were many bowls. The man there, who I presumed to be Jesus, asked me if I would like to be taken around this room so he could explain what it all meant. I agreed. The room was full of large glass bowls. Each bowl had a label on it, and on each label was a name. The man explained to me that each bowl held the prayers of the person on earth who had prayed. Some bowls were half full, some were quarter full, some were three quarters full. Suddenly, he showed me a bowl with my name on the label. And this bowl was empty. I told him that this cannot be right because I pray regularly on earth. He looked me straight in the eyes and told me, that prayers for yourself down there don't count up here. It was also made clear to me that the prayers in the bowl support your life on earth. After this, I woke up and realized that God was telling me that I needed to pray more for others than for myself. Please remember that the fact that prayers are everlasting shows you how important they are in sustaining your life and looking after your spiritual and physical well-being by filling up your prayer bowl in heaven, especially through regular praying or prayers for others. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is radio.